Thank you, Brother Chendo, for having me here tonight. It's a blessing to be able to preach, and I really appreciate this opportunity to be here tonight. This is the second time I'm here at this church. The first time I came, it was for, they were having an activity, I think it was a VBS, and I loved it. I loved all the workers, all the kids, all the teens. It was a great blessing to my life, and I know my pastor loved it as well, and my other friend Freddie. We all came here to help, and it was just a blessing. But if you could open your Bibles tonight to John 3:16, it's a very well-known verse. John 3:16, like Brother Chendo was saying, I'm a student at Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California, with Pastor Jack Treiber. I'm majoring in pastoral theology. I have about a year to graduate. I just need a few key classes to graduate, which is English 102, English 103, the hardest classes. and I think it's homiletics and general math. Those four classes, I need to finish. I need to pass those in a year. And if you could please pray for me, those English is extremely difficult for me. I don't know why. The teachers say it's because I'm bilingual. I don't know. I know bilingual students, they're at the college and they get straight A's. And for me, it's very difficult. But if you would like to pray for me, that's something I need prayer in, passing English. I'm 22 years old. And like I said, pastoral theology major. My desire is to be, you know, to one day pastor a church. I love the ministry. I've never been happier. When I was in high school, I always wanted to be a businessman. I don't know why. I'm horrible with numbers, but I wanted to be a businessman. And it wasn't until I got saved. I was 18, 2 months before I turned 19, and I got saved. I basically grew up in church, but I didn't trust Christ. I didn't believe in Christ in my heart until I was 18. I thought I believed in Jesus. It's very easy to say I believe in God, I believe in Jesus, but the Bible says you got to believe in here, in your heart, not just in here. And it wasn't until that I believed in here in my heart that everything changed. And now I got, the Lord called me to preach, and I love it. If one day God gives me the privilege of being a pastor and just to be able to preach and minister to people, that's a dream job right there. And so that's what I'm praying for. But John 3:16, we'll start there. The Bible says this, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Amen. Let's go ahead and bow our heads in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you, God, for tonight, Father. I thank you, Lord, for the privilege you've given me, Lord, to come here tonight to Vision Baptist Church and be able to preach, Father, tonight to a wonderful group of people, Lord. I pray, Father, that you give me the right words to say, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you use me, Father, that you give me the strength, the energy, the focus, the voice, Father, to be able to preach your word tonight, God. I pray, Lord, that you open up our hearts and that you give us a desire, Father, to be able to hear your word. And not just hear it tonight, Father, but to apply it to our lives. I pray all this in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Like I said, John 3:16, a very famous and well-known verse. I'm pretty sure a lot of you know it by memory now. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." The title of my message tonight is Giving and Return. Giving and Return. My pastor had told me to prepare a brief message to preach for tonight. I don't know how long brief is, but brief means quick, so I won't take too long. I promise you that. We'll go ahead and start with point number one. I have 3 points for tonight, and they all come from this verse, John 3:16. Point number one, love. Point number two, he gave. And point number three, his only. For God so loved the world. Who lives in the world? We live in the world. God loved me. God loved you. His thought of love was towards us. When the Bible says, for God so loved the world, he meant it. Let's go ahead and go to 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, if you have your Bibles. 1 John 4. The Bible says this. We love him because he first loved us.
Amen.
We love him because he first loved us. I'm going to go ahead and just speak about love for a few minutes. I want you to remember the first time, if you're married here, only, right? Only if you could probably only do this if you're married. But I want you to remember the first time you started dating your wife, or the first time you started dating your husband. You remember those feelings you had? He was very handsome. Now it's been a couple years, and he's not so very handsome anymore. He used to have broad, big shoulders, nice biceps, an amazing chest, maybe a six-pack, I'm not sure, maybe. Maybe he played sports, I don't know. And every time you saw him, you just felt so special. You had this crazy feeling inside. And I know a lot of you know what I'm talking about. And you teenagers, you probably have a crush on somebody, I don't know. And you have that same feeling. And for the husband as well, when you first started talking to your wife, when you were young in high school, I don't know when, and you would just see her, and all you would do was think about her at night. Remember that feeling you had? And she was always beautiful, always. You never got to see how she was in the actual home because you only saw her on dates. So, you know, she was always all dressed up, looking good. And then you marry her, you're with her. The hourglass figure that she once had, it disappeared because of your fault. You had too many kids. We'll blame it on the man. And it's not the same anymore. And time has gone. And those same feelings that you had in the beginning, they're not there anymore. It's different now. Because love is not a feeling. Love is a choice. And God made that choice to give us the gift that he gave the world, which was his son. For God so loved the world. Like I said, love is not a feeling, it's a choice. Choice then leads to an action. You have a young man standing right here. He finds a beautiful woman. He falls in love, which he thinks is love. That feeling they call love. But now he has a choice. This is where true love comes. Because he has to make a choice. Should I marry her? Should I go towards those feelings I have, those crazy feelings I have for her? Or should I just stay single and just raise money to buy whatever I want? He needs to make that choice. Does he truly love her? Because marriage is something sacred. It's something important. Once you're married, you make that choice to be with that person forever. Forever. But once that young man, or even a young lady, they make that choice, they have to step and take action. Because true love is taking action. There's a choice, and you need to take action. True love is demonstrated through action. Then we see point two, where God, he gave. It says, for God so loved the world that he, what? He gave, the Bible says. Let's go ahead and if you have your Bibles, go to Romans chapter 5, verse 8. The Bible says this, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Even though God knew that I was one of the wickedest people he's ever known, or even though God knew that you were somebody very wicked, always doing bad things, he said, you know what? I'm still going to give my son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for his sins, for their sins. It didn't matter. It didn't matter that we were horrible sinners, wicked people. It didn't matter. He still loved us. One way that we can give in return of God's amazing love. And that's why I want to preach on this tonight. Giving in return. You know, so during Christmas, we focus so much on, you know, buying presents. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I bought presents for my parents this year. I'm excited. I hope they better like it. They better like the presents. And I bought presents for them. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But what about in your Christian life? That's what I want to talk about tonight. What are you giving to God in return of that gift that He's given you of eternal life? And something I want to talk about tonight is, this is for anybody. It doesn't matter if you're a little boy, a little girl, teenager, young adult, a father, a grandpa, grandma. It doesn't matter. Obey and honor God by giving love to important people God has placed in your life. Children, obey your parents. I know you hear that a lot in the children's class. Children, obey your parents. Teens and young adults, honor your father and mother. That's what God wants of you. That's what God wants of you in return. Now that you have trusted Christ as your Savior. And if you haven't trusted Christ as your Savior tonight, maybe by the end of this message, maybe you should make that decision of trusting Christ as your Savior. But teens and young adults, we live in a time and age where that's not popular anymore. Teenagers, they want to be doing whatever they want. You know, they have social media, they see all these other teenagers doing all these other things. They see all these big YouTube. Now, I know the older folks, you probably don't know what I'm talking about, but the teenagers, they know. And there's this big movement on YouTube. You have all these teenagers, literally teenagers, 17, 18, 19, and they make millions of dollars on the internet. And they move out of their houses and they go buy huge mansions. And I know, like I said, the teenagers, they know what I'm talking about. And for you older folks, this is literally happening. And they forget all about their mother, their father. They're out there partying, doing crazy things. Teenagers, young adults, honor your father and mother. That's what God wants of you in return. This Christmas, maybe you should make a decision that, you know what? I'm going to start honoring my father. I'm going to start honoring my mother. I shouldn't be talking to them the way I do. Maybe this year is the year that you should make that choice. Fathers and mothers, love your children. You know, during this pandemic time, with COVID, everything's locked down. Everything's closed. And there's just so many problems in the house. I'm not a pastor. You know, I haven't talked with anybody, but if you look up the statistics on Google, you'll see that. So many problems in the home. Father, mother, love each other. Love your wife. Love your husband. Love your children. Give your all to God, even if you're not perfect. Like God gave to us His Son, like I read in Romans 5:8. And while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I want to ask you all tonight, like I said, whether you're a little kid, a young adult, a teenager, an adult, a grandpa, a grandma, you're older, give your all to God, even if you're not perfect. Maybe this Christmas year, I don't know. I don't know your lives. Pastor Schaefer didn't tell me your lives. I don't know who comes to church regularly or who doesn't. But maybe this year, this Christmas time of the year, you need to make a commitment with God and say, you know what? I'm going to live for God. Like I said, during this COVID time, wickedness has been rising ever before COVID. But right now with COVID, with the internet, there's so many families being destroyed. So many teenagers making the wrong decisions because it's crazy. They're having people locked in their homes and they don't want them out. That's horrible. That's bad. The man is meant to work. The man is meant to work and go do other things. If you're just locked there, and I know there's a lot of people locked in, and the devil is using that. He's using things on TV, on the internet, to destroy those teenagers, what they're watching on their phones, to destroy the fathers, all the men that are on their phones watching TV. There's nothing to do. Imagine the idle man. That's where the devil's going to go. Because the man, he's just there. The man is meant to work, to go do things. Don't let the devil destroy your life during this COVID time. So, like I said, so many Christian people, Their lives have been destroyed. All because of the devil is using this COVID time. Live a holier life. Like I said, give your all to God even though you're not perfect. Live a holier life. This year, this Christmas time, give something back to God. We're not enough to give Him something important. We can't say, okay, well, I'll give God a big offering. That should be good enough. No. God wants your obedience as a gift. He would love that. He just wants obedience. And you know what? And you'll still obey and He'll bless you. God always wins. He will always bless us. We can't do enough. Give your all to God. Live a holier life. Maybe there's adultery going around here. I don't know. Maybe you've been listening to music you shouldn't be listening to. There's the rap music is, I used to listen to rap music when I was in high school before I was saved. I used to love it. And let me tell you something, folks. Rap music is wicked. It's not of God. It's wicked, folks. It's all it talks about, and I'm just going to be honest here. All it talks about is sex, drugs, and money. That's all they talk about. Nothing pure. There's nothing good about it. And teenagers with their headphones. This is why high schools, I went to a public high school my whole life. They're horrible. I would recommend anybody that has teenagers or kids to put them in a Christian school. Christian school isn't perfect, but it's going to be way better. But this music, this worldly music from the world influences teenagers. They hear about money, drugs, and sex. So what are they going to do? All of that. And the devil, destroying them. Teenagers, maybe this year is that time of the year where you need to make that commitment and say, you know what? It's tough. And I know it was tough. I went to public school my whole life. You're going to say, this year is the year where I'm going to stop. I remember when I got saved my senior year, and I did, I stopped. I said, I'm not going to listen to this wicked rap music anymore. I said, I'm going to stop. I'm not going to listen to this. Maybe this year is the year that you need to make that decision. Men, maybe it's this year that you make that decision where you're going to start being pure, whether you're single or even married. I'm not going to look at that stuff on the internet anymore. And I don't have to be more specific. You know what I'm talking about. If you're married, you should say, I have a wife. The only woman I should look upon is my wife. If you're single, you should pursue purity. And that should be your prayer every night, that God would help you stay pure until marriage. So many teenagers, it's sad, folks. I remember I used to get made fun, my friends used to make fun of me in high school because I wanted to wait. I wanted to keep pure until marriage. And I still have that desire. And they would laugh at me because nowadays, if you're still pure, you're a loser in the public school. And that's the truth. Teenagers, don't be pressured by your friends to make you lose your purity or to do drugs. Obey and honor God. That's what God wants from you this Christmas, this year. Not just this Christmas, but every day of your life. God wants your obedience. And let me tell you something. God blesses that obedience. Maybe it's going to be tough for you. I know it is. But God's going to bless that. He always blesses it, folks. Always. And we'll go ahead and move on here. Maybe during this COVID time, like I said, they're locking a lot of people in, especially in California. And it's bad, folks. And maybe this time where everything's a little bit more calm, there's not so much activity going on. Maybe it's time you fix your walk with God. You could use this time to fix your walk with God, young man, young lady, or husband or wife. And if you're, like I said, if you're not saved tonight, maybe it's that time where you give yourself to God. Maybe it's that time that you give yourself to Him, that you receive that gift of salvation. And I'll go ahead and go with point three, and I'll finish with this. Point three was His only. For God so loved the world, number two, that He gave His only begotten Son. And then point number three, His only begotten Son. His only is point number three. We'll go ahead and go to Mark chapter 12, book of Mark. Mark chapter 12,
The Bible says this, Mark chapter 12, verse 41 through 44. And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a far thing. And he called unto him his disciples, and saith unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. You know, that poor widow made a huge sacrifice. The Bible's clear. I'll paint a picture. Let's just say it was a church service, and it was offering time. And you'll see the plate being passed by. And sometimes you'll say, man, I don't have any money right now. This lady, poor widow, the Bible says, she gave the last and the only thing she had. And then Jesus saw this, and he gathered all of his disciples. And he said, you see all the rich people, they were giving a lot of money, a lot of money. But this poor widow, poor lady, didn't have much. But she gave all that she had, which was very little. And God said, but that is more. What the poor widow gave is more than what the rich man gave. And let me tell you something. God did not just send us a son. He sent his only begotten son, the Bible says. It was a sacrifice he paid. The woman also made a sacrifice. The Bible doesn't tell us any more. But like I said, that woman gave the last bit of money she had. She gave the last of what she had. You will have to give some, you will have to sacrifice some things as well. Like I said, God sacrificed his only son. So will you. If you trusted Christ as your Savior, you're going to have to sacrifice a few things. Maybe it's pleasure of sin. Like I said, maybe this year you have to make a decision and say, you know what, I'm going to do better. Because that's what it's about, folks. We're never going to be perfect, but we can strive to get better and better over time. Amen. And that's what God wants from us. That's why he gives us of his grace, to get better and better every day. Don't be blinded by the devil. The devil tells you, it's fine, you can watch this, you can do that. And you'll receive pleasure from what the devil is telling you to do. But in the long run, it's not going to be pleasurable anymore. Sin is only pleasurable for a season. It's only pleasurable for a season. And I'll finish with this, James chapter 1, verses 2 and 4. We will be tested, folks. The Bible says this in James chapter 1, verses 2 and 4. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. God will test our faith. Remember I said love isn't so much a feeling? It's a choice. There will be temptations in your life, young man, young lady, mother and father. There will be temptations in your life. And when those temptations come, it is up to you to make the choice. Will I obey or will I disobey? It's up to you. Will I give back to God so much he has given me? Or will I just keep it? Stay with sin, stay with pleasure. It's up to you. Jesus was tempted by the devil several times to stop him from getting to the cross. What is the devil tempting you with from giving to God tonight? Like I said, God doesn't need our money. He doesn't want it. God just wants your obedience. And this time of year where we talk so much about giving and giving and giving, what about yourself? What about your spiritual life? Have you given to God your all? Have you carried your cross this year? And that's what I want to challenge with you tonight. Maybe tonight you have to get right with God. I don't know what it is you're struggling with. You have to get right with God. There isn't much time left, folks. Are you willing to give in return and show your true love towards Him with action? Because that's what it is. Love isn't just a feeling. It's an action. What are you going to do about living for God this year? Like I said, if you're not saved tonight, maybe tonight is the night where you trust Christ as your Savior. Let's go ahead and bow our heads and close our eyes. We're going to pray.